Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. The Von Trapp family has brought the hills alive again, this time above Stowe, and in the form of its brewery and beer hall. And the person in charge of that beer hall is Chef Jack Pickett. Sally Pollock is a food writer for 7 days, and recently she wrote about what's happening up in those hills. She's here to tell us about it. Sally, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
Jack Pickett has a pretty long resume, so remind us of some of the things he's done in the past.
So Jack has lived in Stowe or Morrisville for about 40 years. He came here as a young man to ski and to cook. Having trained at the Cordon Bleu in London, he grew up in Western Mass in the Pioneer Valley in farm country. I think his first job was at 10 Acres Lodge, and he worked there for 10 years. And from the very beginning, he really sought out local vegetables, which, you know, were harder to find then. As he said, you know, he thinks a chef, what makes a chef is the ability to sort of procure fine, excellent ingredients and run a kitchen as well. But that's what he thinks sets a chef apart from a cook. So he started at 10 Acres Lodge and worked there for about 10 years and established a relationship with a farmer in Barrie, Alan LePage, who's actually been farming there for about 40 years, land that's been in his family since the Civil War. And then Jack opened his own restaurant called Blue Moon Cafe.
Now, he had a big setback. He was burned pretty badly. Tell us about that.
He sold his restaurant, the Blue Moon, in the early 90s to his manager. He was worried that he might sort of lose his creativity, his innovation, his interest, and he didn't want to burn out. He didn't want to become stagnant, to use his words. So he sold it, and he thought he would try his hand at carpentry. He's a builder and a carpenter as well. And he was building a house in Morrisville, and a propane tank exploded that was there. And he and the man he was working with were burned, severely burned. He said that he thinks the doctor in the ER department at Copley Hospital in Morrisville and his Carhartt jacket saved his life. The doctor determined that the two men should go immediately in a helicopter to Mass General, which has a burn center. And his jacket, it didn't burn. And he said it protected his chest, and therefore there was good skin, viable skin for grafting, which he says was key to his recovery.
Now he's running the beer hall at Von Trapp Brewing. Describe the setting and the atmosphere there.
Well, it's remarkable. First of all, I have to say, when he getting healthy and returning, all his goal, he really wanted to work in kitchens again, to cook again. This is his passion, his life, and it's a phenomenal recovery because we all know that cooking is extremely rigorous physically, and it's in a hot environment, and he ended up opening two more restaurants subsequent to the Blue Moon and after his burns. Now he's at the Von Trapp Beer Hall running this huge, beautiful new building. It's been there about a year now. And it serves Austrian. It's an Austrian beer hall that Johannes Von Trapp, who's the youngest of the 10 Von Trapp siblings who we know from The Sound of Music, wanted to bring sort of lagers and Austrian ales to this IPA country. Okay, so you're surrounded by, well, you know, The Alchemist and other places. And so Von Trapp Beer Hall has the restaurant that Jack is running, and it's meat heavy, shall we say. A lot of wursts, is that how you say it? Knackwurst,
yeah.
and bratwurst and red cabbage and potato salad, Austrian style. And you can get huge platters of this meat and mustard and pretzels.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollock, a food writer for 7 days. We're talking about Chef Jack Pickett. This place, the beer hall at Von Trapp Brewing, has really been hopping, hasn't it?
Okay. Jack told me that on Columbus Day weekend, he set a record, the restaurant set a record of over 830 people. And if you've seen this beer hall, it's this huge, light-filled, atrium-shaped building with picnic tables on the outside. You can eat outside or in. And, you know, it's not really as big as a football field, but it feels that big. Right. And there's a grill in the corner where people are cooking these sausages and other meats. And there were lines out the door, you know, parallel lines, waiting for beers and waiting for a table. And when I was there, if you look in the parking lot, you'll see license plates from all over. I mean, it's definitely a tourist attraction. And it's a beautiful setting. I mean, you could see, I've never been to the Alps, but it feels like the Alps. And in fact, the beer hall has the lesser view. Believe me, the view is plenty nice. But if you, it's sort of on a lower level. If you go up to the main lodge, you cannot believe what you're seeing. It's stunning, even for, you know, central Vermont, Stowe, looking at the Worcester Mountain Range, I think it is.
And tell us what you had when you were there.
Well, we had a competitive meal. I don't usually make sport out of eating, but there were four of us, and we all – I actually stood up over the platter of sausage just to get better, like, view and vantage point for stabbing the lynx. But we had a variety of sausages and pork jowl, I don't know what it was, salad sort of surrounding it, cucumber salad, I think tomato salad, celery root, which I adore – turnips, so just an array of sort of, you know, little shared salads and then hunks of meat and beer, flights of beer and different, you know, amber hues to match the hills.
It all sounds very fortifying.
It's fun to go. Jack is such a lovely person. And, you know, he hangs out. When you manage a place, you do everything. You cannot imagine the range of things he's doing. I mean, you know, he's fixing the swipe machine. He's telling visitors about nearby concerts. He's running, you know, the tap line if he needs to. He's serving. He's expediting, which is the sort of link between the kitchen and the dining hall. Just a really, really kind, lovely man who's very into this new job of his.
Sally Palka is a food writer for 7 Days. Many thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.